Christmas. Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Today, a very special program. It was a Christmas service from a few years back. Pastor Wayne had a message entitled Gifts Left Behind. But right now, we invite you to join the family of New Hope in some favorite Christmas carols. Is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled Gifts Left Behind.
Some time ago, Joni Mitchell wrote a song. In it is a line that goes like this. Why does it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And maybe she was saying that sometimes we don't realize our greatest gifts until we no longer have them anymore. Why does it always seem to go that way? But maybe that's what Christmas is all about, to help us to recognize these gifts before they're gone. Because you see, the greatest gifts you have are not the ones you're about to receive. Think about it. The greatest gifts of all, you already have. That's right. Now, I gotta admit, we are surrounded by Madison Avenue skills and advertisement that floods our lives with ads that tell us that we need the shinier, the newer, the bigger, the faster, the better than anybody else's item. And when we grasp for it and we get it, it still leaves us empty, and then it causes us to want more. Well, what happens is then we are looking for lesser gifts, and sometimes we have a tendency to discard the greater gifts that we have all around us. I mean, think about it. We're willing to wait all night at a superstore for a new video game, all night long in line, hours and hours, but we can't wait two or three more minutes for a loved one, and we get impatient. We spend 3.5 hours downloading tunes into our iPod, and we grumble about the Bible reading today, 3 chapters, that's like 18 minutes. And we grumble about the time that it takes God to download truths into our hearts. Think about it. We have a tendency to discard the greater gifts for lesser ones and then call it Christmas. We don't realize that. Gifts like what? Families, friends, relationships, the second chances that God gives us. Got to remember that the greatest gifts of all are not the ones we're going to get under the Christmas tree. Greatest gifts of all are all around us. I guess it's not receiving gifts, it's recognizing the gifts that God has given. Family, spouse, your faith, church, the Lord, your faith. Yet we still have a tendency to trade the greatest gifts of all for lesser ones and then call it Christmas. I guess we've been raised that way, though. We've been raised in a society that says, well, anything intangible is really not that valuable. intangibles like relationships and friendships and your faith. Oh, they'll always be around. God will always be around. He doesn't need my commitment, my maintenance in any way, my service. Nah, he'll always be around. We think that way until it's gone. And then we wonder what happened. Esau was like that. Esau was Jacob's brother, older brother. And Jacob, the younger, was a stronger guy, but Esau was the older, so he was actually going to receive the inheritance of the family. He was to be the new patriarch. He was to oversee the family name. But he thought one day, I don't know about that stuff. That doesn't seem like a great gift for me. And he traded it for a lesser gift and could never then get it back. We do that. How often? We take the greatest gifts of all, our parents, our faith, our commitment to God. We trade it for lesser gifts and we call it this Christmas. It isn't at all. I remember when I was in high school, I really wanted a camera. I was a sophomore in high school. And now my dad was a photographer at the time, and he had 5 or 6 of these professional cameras. And I went to my dad and I said, hey, I want a camera. He said, well, these are professional cameras. I use them for business. And I said, well, you got 5 of them. Give me one. He said, nah, I don't think so. And I thought I had the most selfish dad in the world. And I was grumbling about him being so selfish and not giving me a camera until about 3 days later. You see, my parents had divorced and I was living in Oregon at the time, and my mom was here. She was in the hospital and she had some kidney problem at St. Francis up here. But a couple days later, I received a telegram in the mail that said my mother had passed away because of a kidney failure. You know, funny, as soon as that happened, I didn't want a camera anymore. I just wanted my mom back. Why does it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? The greatest gifts are the ones we've already received. Therein lies our future and our hopes and our happiness, but we often discard the greater for lesser and call it Christmas. You know, I recall in the Old Testament when Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, they went 3 days in the wilderness, no water, so they were thirsty. They get to this lake, and the lake was filled with arsenic, so they couldn't drink the water. And they began to grumble at Moses. What'd you try to do? You brought us out here in the wilderness to kill us with thirst? Thanks a lot. And Moses cried out to God and said, God, what do I do? And the Bible says this, God showed him a branch. And he took the branch and put it in the water, and the water became clear, and all the people and the livestock were able to drink. Now, you'd notice if you read in Exodus 15, it doesn't say that God created a branch or made one appear out of thin air. It doesn't say that God transplanted a branch and brought it to Moses. No, it said he showed him a branch. In other words, the branch was already there. The answer to their problem, the answer to the death that was about to take place, the answer to all of their struggles was already there. But the people were too busy grumbling about what they didn't have that it blinded them to what they did have. And it was right there, right there. The greatest gifts that we have are not the ones we'll receive, it's the ones we've already received. So I was thinking, you know, maybe that's what Christmas is about. Maybe Christmas is not about receiving gifts, it's about recognizing gifts. Because in those gifts may lie our future, our success, our potential, our hopes, and our happiness. It's the gifts we've already received. Why does it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? But I was thinking, well, there is a way. And maybe that's what Christmas is, to begin to recognize the gifts we've already received before it's gone and treasuring it. When you catch that, maybe that's what God calls Christmas. The Bible says in the book of John, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I know we've heard that again and again. But again, remember, the greatest gifts are not the ones we're going to receive. It's ones that we've already have received and recognizing it. I mean, think about it. That's what Christmas was all about. For God so loved the world that he gave. Gave what? His only begotten Son. So that whosoever would have a relationship with God through Jesus, a relationship, it's an intangible, but a relationship with God that's healthy, would not perish, but have everlasting life. In other words, God was saying, you know what the greatest gift of all is a relationship that you would have with God. And when that happens, no, not just a religious quest, because that's not what eternal life is. It's not just some search for this fountain of youth or something that'll go on forever and ever. You can make movies about that. But no, what he's saying is, when you have a relationship with God that's healthy and right, God says, when that happens, he says, you see this? I love this so much that I want this to go on forever. Because that's what it's all about. And that everlasting quality happens when we understand the greatest gift of all is receiving Christ and entering into a relationship, not to religion, a relationship with God through Jesus. And when we catch that and say, that's what it is, then the Lord says, that, I want this to just go on forever, everlasting, never end, because that's what Christmas is all about, a relationship. You see, that's what God wants. It's a vertical relationship with God. And it spills over into the relationships and the intangibles and the greatest gifts of all around us in a horizontal way. And that's what the whole Bible is about. I mean, if I could distill it down to one thing, here it is. The greatest gift of all. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. All of the Bible hinges on that. And when we catch that, the Lord says, that's Christmas. And that's what I want to go on into eternity. There's no greater value, no greater treasure than that. If you've never begun a relationship with God through Jesus, I want to pray for you today. That if you'll enter into that relationship and say yes to Jesus, in his invitation, when he says to you, will you come and receive forgiveness? Because see, sometimes we settle for lesser gifts and we discard greater gifts. And we call it Christmas. And the Lord says, no. The greatest gifts of all we often miss. And the greatest gift of all is God sending his son Jesus so that we can have a relationship with him. It's an invitation to forgiveness. And then he'll give us the instruction and the power to begin to recognize and treasure the gifts we already have. Because that's what life and eternity is all about. You say, well, I know about God, but I've never really given my life to him to exchange my checkered past and my desire to do things my way for his design and doing things his way. Can I make that exchange? Jesus already did when he exchanged his life for ours. And he says, if you'll give me your checkered past, I'll give you forever and forgiveness. Pretty good invitation, pretty good deal. But you see, God is a gentleman and he never forces truth down people's throats. But he'll make it available and he'll help us to understand it clearly so that we understand what it's all about. And what God places great value on. And when we say yes to that, then the Lord says, that's what Christmas is, and that's what I want to go on forever. There's no greater treasure than that. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here today and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I don't know everything there is to understand about God, but one thing I do know is I need forgiveness. And I don't want to trade greater gifts for lesser ones and make that mistake. I need Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. to change me from the inside out and help me to understand what God says is the most valuable treasure of all. God, would you come into my heart and make me the person you want me to be? All of heaven waits for your reply to his invitation. And if you're here and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I want that. I want to receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to follow him because I need forgiveness. Lord, would you change me and make me the person you want me to be? If that's you, would you right now just raise a hand? And in doing so, you're saying yes to the Lord. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, you too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Lord sees your hands, okay? And he sees your hearts as well. Yeah, the Lord sees that. Yeah, okay. Anyone else? You say, I need God's forgiveness. Okay. Yeah, Jesus sees that. Yep, you too. All right. Yep. Okay. Okay. The Lord sees that too. Yeah, on the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer after me. And I'll lead you in this prayer. And you repeat it after me. I'll kind of give you the words, but you add the heart. Would you pray this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came as the greatest gift of all. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and change me from the inside out. Forgive me of my sins. I receive life everlasting. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, also, Lord, I pray that you will help us as your children to not just look to receive gifts, but to recognize gifts we've already received. Those are the greatest gifts of all. Otherwise, we'll have a tendency to discard greater gifts for lesser gifts and then think that's what Christmas is. It isn't. So, Father, help us to be people who never take things for granted, because when the precious becomes common, it's soon to be discarded. We don't want that. So thank you for opening our eyes and helping us to celebrate Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Every year at Christmas, all I can see are pictures of the things I want around the tree. But this year's a little different. I'm not thinking of myself. So my prayer for this Christmas is for somebody else. So I pray joy to the world, peace for every boy and girl.
God, I know you're listening and you can hear
the need of every broken heart and all.
Just this one simple prayer.
Let this Christmas everyone would know somebody cares. So I pray joy.
I pray joy.
I'm
say thank you to all of the singers, the dancers, our musicians. And this is the family. This is the Brown family, the four of them that sang. Didn't they do a great job? Thank you. Would you reach out and take a hold of the person's hand next to you on either side, would you, as we take a hold of the hands of the greatest gifts of all? Father, thank you so much for this we call family and friends, relationships that sometimes we discard for lesser gifts, and we, in a faulty way, call that Christmas. Lord, help us to have a clearer picture this year, and maybe, for the very first time, begin to celebrate Christmas in the way that you've designed it to be. And when we catch that, that's what you say, that you want to last forever. So Lord, thank you for bringing joy to our hearts, clarity to our eyes, and a renewed relationship to our lives with you and with each other. Merry Christmas to you. How we love you. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to every single one of you. Give somebody a hug on your way out and drive safely as you go.
Listening to a very special Christmas service from New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, Pastor Wayne's message was entitled Gifts Left Behind. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, including his messages on podcast. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a very Merry Christmas. God bless you and aloha.
Mele Kalikimaka. This is Pastor Wayne Cadero of Words of New Hope. Each Christmas brings new gifts, and may this year you find not just gifts, but a new view of the giver of all gifts, Jesus Christ himself.